When you start investing in stocks, you seek investment advice. When you seek investment advice, you go to the internet. When you go to the internet, you start believing all the wacky correlations spouted by armchair analysts.
Sell.
When you start believing those wacky correlations, you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh. When you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh, you offend your lactose intolerant girlfriend, who in turn moves out. When your girlfriend moves out, you can't afford rent on your own because all your money is tied up in the stock market. When you can't afford rent on your own, you become homeless and alone.
Thank you.
Don't become homeless and alone. Get rid of financial advice from armchair analysts and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. I'm Troy Harmon here with John Dixon and Casey Smith, talking about all kind of fun things, taxes most recently. John informs me that he can talk about taxes all day, and that being the case, I could probably sleep all day. But this week, we do have a situation that we'd like to talk about, and a lot of it is about our local tax situation. John, you've been doing some talking about this. There's a couple of things we'd like to talk about. First of all, maybe Georgia Rural Hospital credits. But before we get to that, how about some film credits? I know that we have got a budding film industry in the state, and there are ways that people can buy these credits. And I mean... what exactly happens when folks buy film credits, and how exactly does that make your tax situation better?
Well, everybody stay calm, because we're getting ready to talk about some exciting tax concepts here.
Well, stay
calm. Go ahead and pull over.
That's right.
If you're driving, we don't want anybody to fall asleep at the wheel.
At the very least, turn up the air conditioning so that you're not comfortable enough to fall asleep. Turn the radio up real loud so it sounds like John's yelling tax advice in your ear.
Yeah, well, I really think these tax credits will be a little bit more popular this year with the new tax laws and regulations that's going to limit the tax deduction to $10,000 for taxpayers. And from a federal standpoint, Georgia Film Credit's been around a while. It's an incentive to try to get film companies into Georgia. Ultimately, you're going out and buying tax credits at a percentage of face value.
Now, when you say tax credits, this is basically losses that these companies have incurred. Is that
no? It's actually tax credits. It's a dollar for dollar reduction of it's for your taxes. So ultimately, to incentivize these companies into Georgia, they can earn these tax credits based on the amount of money they spend in the state on
their
expenses.
And then they'll pay a lower amount of tax.
So they won't use them because film companies lose money. So they actually sell the credits. So that's how these film companies will actually get money from selling their credits on the market. And then there's companies out there that will then sell these credits to the taxpayers. You and me can go out there and buy film credits. You know, anywhere from 88 to 92 cents on the dollar is usually what you kind of the range you see. I mean, it fluctuates based on supply and demand. But you can go out there and buy these credits for a percentage of the dollar, and they offset your taxes. So,
John, you go spend $100 on a tax credit and you pay $9.20 for it, $92 for a $100 credit,
correct.
And it's dollar for dollar against your taxes. So you just saved $8.
Correct. Well,
8%, we'll call it.
Not exactly, but plus, well, the problem is from a federal standpoint, you then have a capital gain of $8.
Okay.
So for federal purposes, when you actually utilize that credit, you paid $92 for, you got a $100 benefit. So you got an $8 capital, short-term capital gain.
Okay.
So you pay federal taxes on the $8 short-term capital gain, but then you get the $100 tax credit. So it's not necessarily
Dollar for dollar that sense.
So for the Georgia Film Credit, you usually have to have a pretty significant tax liability in order to benefit. You know, normally we say $50,000 in tax liability to benefit from the Georgia Film Credit. But something that will probably be utilized more coming up this year is the Georgia Rural Hospital Credit. This is it's been around for the past year or two, but the benefit's been 70% of incentive so that if you make a $10,000 contribution, the credit's been $7,000 in the past. Well, now this past year it's been increased to 90%, and then the governor just signed a House Bill 769 on May 2nd, 2018, that increased it to 100%.
Oh, wow.
So now you can make a $10,000 contribution. You get a charitable contribution of $10,000, and then you also get a $10,000 credit for Georgia. So you're ultimately transitioning a state credit, what would have been a state tax deduction, to a charitable contribution for federal purposes, and then you get a credit on your state taxes for $10,000. It's kind of similar to the Gold Scholarship here in Georgia that they've had in the past, where you get a federal charitable contribution to a private school, and then you get a tax deduction. Same concept. It's just now you're help funding rural hospitals.
And that's going to be even more important this year with the being limited to the $10,000 state and local tax deduction, right? So
exactly. And there is a cap to it, too. So just like the Gold Scholarship, there's a cap. There's a cap as well for once the amount of funds have been extinguished out to the taxpayers, then they will no longer offer that credit for the current year. So you do have to go up and sign up for the credit. The state gives you about a 30-day window to approve it. Then you get notified that you're approved, and then you make the contribution, and then you can take the deduction. So you would want to go to GeorgiaHeart.org is the website. Again, that's GeorgiaHeart.org. To do the application to sign up for that credit.
And you said there's a little bit of a time lag, so don't try to do this like the very end of the year.
No, it could be that the funds are already used up by then. So if there's enough taxpayers to use up, I believe it's $100 million. So if enough taxpayers come in and get that $100 million get allocated out, then come October, there might not be any funds left over for taxpayer to come in and make the contribution.
So another one of those places where you're going to be encouraging folks to go ahead and do a little bit of tax planning now while you can, while your opportunity is still there.
Yeah, because this is ultimately you get a profit on your tax liability. You make a contribution, and your return in federal and state taxes actually generates a profit.
All right. So there you have it, rural hospital tax credits and Georgia film credits. And John, wasn't there a situation where, you know, we were talking during the break that the rural hospital used to be something more popular for those that had to pay AMT, but now that it's risen to such a high level, it's not so common anymore. It's really more
right.
for the common individual just trying to find a way to right under their tax bill.
Yeah, under the previous law, state tax deduction might have been limited because of AMT. So people could use this credit and actually, you know, have more of a benefit. But now with, AMT threshold being $1 million before the phase out of the exemption, you know, it's not, AMT is probably not going to be as much an issue for as many taxpayers. So now with the 100% threshold on the credit, even if you don't itemize, you would still get a dollar for dollar benefit for this credit. And then ultimately if you're itemizing and getting the benefit from the charitable donation, then you're actually generating a profit from it. So,
John, does the credit actually reduce your I know it reduces your Georgia tax liability, but does it reduce the amount that gets reported and then is subject to that $10,000 threshold on the state
right,
and local?
Exactly. So you're shifting what was – you know, if you're having withholdings, your Georgia withholdings, that's – a tax payment, and then it's a state tax deduction. So what you'd want to do is you want to reduce your withholdings, and now you have this credit that's going to be a charitable donation. So you're shifting what would have been a state tax deduction, which is now limited to $10,000, mm-hmm. down to a charitable donation.
Gotcha.
So.
Good deal. Well, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking about some financial questions that you might have had. You're listening to Money Talk. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is awesome.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.